Chapter 62. Jerusalem, I will speak up for your good. I will never be silent till you are safe and secure, sparkling like a flame. Your great victory will be seen by every nation and king. The Lord will even give you a new name. You will be a glorious crown, a royal headband for the Lord your God. Your name will no longer be deserted and childless, but happily married. You will please the Lord. Your country will be his bride. Your people will take the land, just as a young man takes a bride. The Lord will be pleased because of you, just as a husband is pleased with his bride. Jerusalem, on your walls I have stationed guards whose duty it is to speak out day and night without resting. They must remind the Lord and not let him rest till he makes Jerusalem strong and famous everywhere. The Lord has given his word and made this promise: never again will I give to your enemies the grain and the grapes for which you struggled. As surely as you harvest your grain and grapes, you will eat your bread with thankful hearts, and you will drink your wine in my temple. People of Jerusalem, open your gates, repair the road to the city, and clear it of stones. Raise a banner to help the nations find their way. Here is what the Lord has said for all the earth to hear: soon I will come to save the city of Zion and to reward you. Then you will be called the Lord's own people, the ones he rescued. Your city will be known as a good place to live and a city full of people.